好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神把我们带到十月三号的主日崇拜中来。
God gets us to October 3rd, Sunday, the preaching time.
今天讲到的题目是敬重神仆。
The sermon title today is to acknowledge God's servants.
开始讲到以先有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We thank you that your words just become the lamp of our life.
你在我们还做罪人的时候就爱我们。
While we're still the sinners, you already love us.
你亲自做见证，成为我们的道路、真理和生命。
And you just witness and just show us that you are the path and the way and the life.
主啊，求你借着今天这堂敬重神仆之道，教导我们真理。
Please just teach us through today's sermon and to acknowledge God's servant.
好，让我们知道如何在你面前行事为人的。
So that we know how to behave.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，敬重神仆。
To acknowledge God's servants.
通常这一类的道呢？
Usually, this kind of sermon.
做牧师传道的都比较少讲。
So pastors or ministers, they don't often preach about this.
Yeah, 为什么呢？
So what is the reason?
因为讲这个道很容易变成好像自我表扬这种味道，会不会啊？
Because for pastor to preach this kind of sermon, it seems like to just compliment himself.
Yeah, 甚至还会有一个向人要敬重之嫌，有没有这可能？
Or maybe just even just make people think that the pastor is asking for people's respect.
但是按照讲到的计划，就轮到这个内容了，你也不能不讲啊。
However, according to the preaching schedule, and we just come to today's title.
作为上帝的仆人，难道不是以分按照正义分解圣经为自己生命当中的第一优先要务吗？
So, as the God's servant, actually the first mission, and that is to handle the word of truth correctly.
我们就祷告求神怜悯吧。
We just pray for God's mercy and help.
求神帮助，让我们一同来思想如何敬重神的仆人。
May God just help us to think about how to respect God's servants.
让我们先来看第一点。
Let's see the first point.
因他们所做的工。
Because the work they do.
就是说为什么要敬重神的仆人呢？
So why we need to respect God's servants?
保罗第一个要点就让我们看见要因为他们手中所做的工啊。
So the first point, and Paul just let us see the work they do.
Yeah, 通常你如果离远看呢
？If you just look far away.
比如说是在一个比较大的教会。
For example, in a very big church.
我就曾经在香港两间最大的教会服侍过呀。
I used to serve in the very big churches in Hong Kong.
一个北角宣道会，一个九龙城浸信会，都是很大的教会，对吧？
And the two churches, they're just very big ones.
所以离远看的话呢，教会的牧师都是完美无缺的人嘛，对吧？
If you just look this far away, and seems like the minister, they're just perfect.
那你走近看呢？
If you get closer, take a look.
其实牧师传道和普通人的区别也不大，也是个人呢。
Actually, pastor and minister, they're not different from any ordinary people.
所以往往就有一些了，不是说特指的牧师不太那么敢和会友有一个比较亲密的关系，道理也在这里，对吧？
And that is why, and there's some pastor, not I don't mean all, some of them, they just don't want to have a very close relationship with the congregation.
人可能都很想留一个好印象给人呐，对不对？
Because maybe people would just want to just give a good impression to others.
这也是情理之中的事情，大家都应该了解，对吧？
So it's just quite common, so we should understand.
所以首先呢，应该正确认识神仆，神的仆人你要正确认识。
So first of all,Just get to know God's servants correctly.
有些弟兄姐妹隔了好长一段时间才发现，原来牧师传道人也是人呐。
So some just brother sister just after for a long time they just realize pastor and minister they're also human beings.
同意和认识这一点其实不简单，不容易的。
Actually, realizing this is actually not that easy.
通常呢都比较容易两极分化，会不会
？And usually just easier to just polarize.
其一呢。比较多的情况会把传道人牧师与神几乎要等同，把他们看为完美，对吧？
So one is just to equate the minister and pastor with God.
即使不等同也比较是近似 相似雷同，会不会啊？
So even though they're not, they're just similar to just like God's perfection.
通常人们对传道人对牧师的要求是完美吧，刚强吧，无死角吧，没有软弱，所以所有的怨气苦毒都可以往他们身上发呀。
So therefore, they thought that God's servant, they're just close to like God's perfection, and they're strong, and no dead end.
Yeah, 有一次我去大华九九超市去买菜。
One time, I went to the grocery at the Ranch 99 supermarket.
Yeah, 碰到一个我以前牧养的那个教会的其中一位姐妹。
So I met a sister, she was at a church I used to pert.
那这个姐妹吧，也算是在教会当中给我找麻烦找的比较多的一位肢体吧。
And in the past, this sister used to have like to find troubles before.
见到面以后，她就跟我讲这么一句话。
So when we met, and she said this.
她牧师啊
，Pastor，
我有苦毒怨气，我不向你发，向谁发呀
？Pastor, I have the bitterness. If I don't just say release that to you, who else should I do that?
我就跟他讲，那为什么向我发？我也没惹你啊。
And I asked her, so why you just release that to me? I didn't do anything, just provoke you.
他说你是牧师啊。
And she said, because you're pastor.
你是我最放心发苦毒、发怨言的那个人啦。
So you're the one that I have the peace of mind. I can just pour all my bitterness.
我问他为什么呀？
I asked her, what is the reason?
她说因为我相信你一定不会报复我嘛。
And she said, because I know you will not just do the revenge.
我一听我就无语啦。
Once I heard that, I just became speechless.
所以牧师基本上是比较多的被会友当作是一个完美的垃圾桶，会不会啊？
So therefore, usually pastor just in the brother sister's heart, pastor just like a, does a perfect,like a, the trash can.
不但是心灵的空间是无限的宽广和完美，对吧？
Not only in the room for the, in the spiritual, it's just a, like a, just a, no boundary.
时间你也必须要完美，也必须是无限制才对啊。
So in time, there shouldn't have any limitation.
你听过牧师的时间表吗？
Have you ever known about the pastor's timetable?
有朝九晚五这一说吗？
Is there like a so-called that like from 8 to 9?
大概7×24应该是牧师的工作时间吧。
So 7×24 is a pastor's timetable, right?
半夜三更打电话给牧师，那是标配啊。
So to call a pastor in the middle of the night, that is the standard schedule.
我这还真不是开玩笑
啊。I'm not joking.
我可能无数次的接到过半夜2点钟打电话，谈到4点钟的这种情况。不算家常便饭，但也算是经常发生吧。
So it just happened just frequently. Just I received a phone call from like to talk on the phone from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
有一个教会的肢体给我打电话，我说我实在是累了。
So there's one church member just called me, and I just told this member, I said, I'm just really tired.
他说你怎么能够累的？你是牧师啊，你不可以累。
So the churchman just said.How can you just get tired? You're a pastor. You shouldn't be tired.
我那天实实在在跟他我说我累得实在是讲不动了，崩我电话就掉到地上。
So that night, I was just really tired, and I just told this member, and all of a sudden, my phone
隐隐约约听到他说的最后一句话。
And then I just seems like I heard that this member said,
我看你也不合适做牧师了。
So this member said, I think it's not appropriate, you're not suitable to be a pastor.
把电话给挂了。
And then this member just hung up.
Yeah, 所以有的时候做牧师的反过来看，哇，我几乎被要求是一个完美，无所不能，无所不知，无所不在的那个角色，那不是我呀，是我的主啊，弟兄姐妹。
And brother, sister, actually, and I'm just not the image like just as God.
所以我就跟这些弟兄姐妹讲，我说你可以祷告嘛，主又不是死的，他是活的，你跟他祷告多好呢？你找我这个有限的人干什么？找无限的主多好呢
？So I just told this member, I said, you just to cry out to the Lord and just because I'm not God.
Yeah, 要求没有满足，然后他是用脚去投票，就离开教会啦。
So since I didn't fulfill and this member's need and this member just left the church.
我服侍神快30年了，遇到这样的人还真不少，还有那么好几个吧。
I've been serving God for almost 30 years, and I have been just encountered this Yeah, like not a few, just a lot.
第二种情况呢，就是跟牧师渐渐的关系熟了之后呢。
And second situation, after just gradually getting acquainted with the pastor.
Yeah, 关系当然就渐渐的贴近了嘛。
Of course, the relationship has become closer.
Yeah, 贴近了，当然就会看到牧师有毛病啊，有这个不对，那个不对啊。
And once the relationship is closer, and they just found the pastor has some just some shortfalls.
录影的时候，这个领带没有摆好啊，头发没有摆正啊，那都是批评指正的方式和内容啦。
So if the it's not just just dressed properly, then I'll be just being corrected.
熟了嘛，就熟不拘礼啦，礼貌也不见啦。
And because it's when and it's getting closer, and then the respect just has disappeared.
礼貌都没了，尊重当然也就很难再有了。
Okay, and also the politeness disappeared.
Yeah, 其次，呀，要怎么样呢
？So second.
除了要正确认识神的仆人，其实要专注他手中所做的工啊。
So not only get to know God's servants correctly, second, we need to focus on His work.
一个是这个传道人，一个是传道人手中所做的工。可能圣经让我们更多的关注是他手中所做的工。你能了解这个意思吗
？So what is the minister himself, and the second that is his work. Actually, God wants to focus more on His work.
人在本质上跟我们没什么区别，都是一个蒙恩得救的罪人而已啊。
Because in essence, actually, we're just all the the sinner, but we receive God's grace.
跟我们的区别就是因为他的手上有上帝所托付的工作，这是弟兄姐妹要专注的地方，对吧
？But with for the minister, and they are just entrusted by God for the work.
Yeah, 当然，什么是神的工作呢
？Then what is God's work?
传道人手上的工作大概就是神的话语吧，对吧
？So the word for a minister, that is the God's word.
那在我们教会来看，比较集中在主日讲道啦、主日学、门训啦、祷告会等等这些内容时间里边。
So, for example, in our church, just focus on like a Sunday worship, a Sunday school, and discipleship.
呀，弟兄姐妹常常也会是看，哎，看着这个牧师讲道讲的怎么样呢
？So oftentimes, brother sister will just see.How's the pastor's preaching?
Yeah, 他跟那些名讲员相比，差距在哪里呢
？And compare with those famous speakers, what is the difference?
在早期教会有一个叫做屈缩多磨的一个传道人，被称之为是教会讲道当中的金口啊。
So in the past, then there's a pastor. He was people called that he's just like a.
Wasodomo.
So that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, 是用希腊文讲道。
So he just preached with Greek.
在早期教会当中是非常出名的一个人物了。
In early church, he's a very famous one.
Yeah, 那王牧师讲道跟屈缩多摩相比差太远了。
So Pastor Wang's preaching compared with this famous speaker, well, it's just far behind.
弟兄姐妹，这种比较是没有意义的。
Brothers and sisters.This kind of comparison actually is meaningless.
你要想听到屈缩多摩讲到，请你回到早期教会那个时候，弟兄姐妹信徒所过的日子，每天要被罗马政府逼迫的，你要去吗
？So in order to listen to this famous speaker's the preaching, do you want to go back the congregation? They were just persecuted by the Roman government.
不同的时空有不同的人生啊。
Different time and space. Actually, the life is different.
那我们要关注的是什么呢
？Therefore, what should we focus on?
其实我们的思维模式要这样子才好。
So we need to have this kind of thinking model.
重点不是他讲的怎么样。
So the key point is not how well he preached.
乃是要看上帝的奇妙。
Wouldn't you see how amazing our God is?
神既然能够使用一个如此不配的仆人。讲出上帝要对我说的话。
Since God can use such an unworthy servant to speak the word of God.
所以我们自己要问的，哎，今天上帝借着牧师对我说了什么话呢？这是我们生命当中的一个重点，对吧
？So the question is, what God said to you through the pastor?
今天牧师的讲道当中有什么是对我的劝勉呢
？So today in pastor's sermon, is there any advice God gave to me?
有什么样的我以前没有留意，却是一个很大的洞见呢？
And is there any insights
Yeah, 有什么地方需要悔改呢?
So in which part we need to repent?
哪里要更新呢?
So in which part we need to renew ourselves?
Yeah, 所以专注他的工，这个本质上就是看见神在你身上所做的工，知道吗?
Therefore, focusing on the pastor's work is essentially seeing God's work on you.
所以总括的来讲呢，就是看见牧师生命背后的主，才是我们与牧师之间关系的核心，你抓住了吗?
So in summary, seeing that the Lord behind the pastor's life is the core of our relationship with the pastor. So have you caught it?
当然牧师也要自己成长吧。
Of course, pastor himself, he needs to grow.
牧师也需要多读书啊。
Also, pastor needs to study.
牧师也需要多祷告，多思考，多默想啊。
And also, pastor needs to just pray and also just meditate on God.
牧师更加需要跟神的话语多而又多的亲近，多而又多的认识神，才能把神的话语，神的心意给弟兄姐妹啊。
Also, pastor needs to get just close to God and just know his heart and then just give to share with the brothers and sisters.
所以专注他的工是两方面的，牧师也要专注，弟兄姐妹要专注，大家都专注在神手中所做的工，大家就能够彼此相爱的，知道吗？
Therefore, both the pastors and also the congregation both need to focus on the God's word.
好，最后是爱心、尊重、和睦三个内容哦。
So finally, love,respect and harmony.
其实如果能够做到前面两点已经很不简单了。
Actually, it is already not easy just to do the first two points.
但是如果你愿意仍然往前走多一步呢，那真是和耶稣基督的心为心了。
However, if you're just willing to just go one step further, then you just really have the heart of Jesus Christ.
就是用上帝赐给你的爱心去爱你的牧师，爱你的师母，爱你的传道人，你愿不愿意呢？
That is with the Christ's heart. Don't you love pastor, pastor's wife, and minister? Are you willing to?
Yeah, 保罗的劝勉说是用爱心格外的尊重他们。
So Paul's exhortation, that is to respect them with love.
就是在这个范围以外，离开自己的限制，进到神的恩典当中去爱你的传道人、牧师，愿不愿意呢？
That is just that just to enter into God and to just love the pastor ministers.
其实这种提法是有些不寻常的。
So to mention that it is somewhat unusual, that actually it's just not that's quite common.
我们知道通常的人际关系的准则是尊重在前，爱心在后，对吧？
The usual principle of interpersonal relationship that is to respect first.
因为你没有尊重，又何来爱心呢？
Because without respect, how can there be love?
我想这个是保罗用格外两个字来表达这种加倍的敬奉的意思，对吧？
So I think this is how Paul used the word extraordinary to express this double respect.
Yeah, 保罗在劝勉提摩太的时候他怎么说呢?
When Paul exhorted Timothy, he said,
他说那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那传道，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此啊。
So in the 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well,are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
Yeah, 今天的教会可能都极少对传道人有些加倍的敬奉，对吧？
So in today's church, maybe the pastor's minister, they are not just the honor, it's the extraordinary.
Yeah, 全球范围内来讲，通常传道人的这个生活或者说是各方面的待遇都属于是比较低的，会不会啊？
So in globally, and the pastor and the ministers, and their honorarium actually it's just kind of this.
作为传道人，作为牧师来讲，应该甘心乐意的去服侍神，不看任何的敬奉。
As a pastor or minister, we just should be have the willingness heart to serve.
但是作为教会的弟兄姐妹呢？
However, as church's brothers and sisters,
其实你加倍敬奉你的传道人。你的牧者难道不是正在讨神的喜悦吗？
Actually, if you just love your pastor and minister extraordinary, actually, you're just pleasing the God.
圣经如此教，这么教导，我们为何不智慧般的去遵行呢？
The Bible just teaches this way. Why don't we just follow?
或者我干脆讲，你不需要加倍了。
Or I say, you don't need to do the extraordinary.
你就是普普通通去爱你的牧师和传道人就好了。
Just regularly, just love.The pastors and minister.
请问你是否愿意呢？
Are you willing?
或者你可能说，哎呀，这个传道人真是不值得爱，也没什么有可爱的地方，爱得真的很困难。
Or maybe you say, well, the pastor, minister, they're not just anything just worthy for me to love them. It's difficult.
我的确是接触过许多不可爱的传道人，不可爱的牧师，我也认识很多，可能包括我在内吧。
I do know some minister or pastor, they're not quite lovely. I think maybe that includes me.
但我想至少可以从跟他有一个和睦关系来开始建立这种彼此相爱的关系。你是否愿意呢?
But at least, maybe we can just start with a harmonious relationship, can we?
连和睦关系都没有，那你可能真是，就是亏缺了神的荣耀了。
If we don't even have a harmonious relationship with the pastor or minister, then we are just short of God's glory.
大家都不容易，都是罪人，都有成长的道路，都不容易做到让神完全满意，但是我们慢慢往前走，求神帮助，好不好？
So we're all sinners, and we're just all have the difficulties. However, we just go toward that direction. Can we do that?
这是敬重神仆的第一点，因他所做的工啊。
So this is the first point, because of the work they do.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
因他们向你警戒。
Because they warned you.
有的时候你知道牧师传道人最不愿意做的就是去监督去警戒人，最不想做这个事情。
Sometimes the last thing pastors and ministers are willing to do is to supervise and warn others.
谁想去得罪人，得罪人那是最可怕的事情，人一记恨你不定什么时候给你一刀子，对吧？
So who likes to just offend others? Because if you do this, maybe they will revenge you.
但是既然做了传道人了，做了牧师了，你的生命就是要对方拿刀子捅你，你也得爱他；他拿枪打你，你也得想着他可能是不小心走火，对不对
？However, once you become the pastor or minister, you just have just do the right thing, and maybe they will just do the something like use gun or knife just to harm you.
Yeah, 首先我们都是蒙恩的罪人呐。
First, we're all just grace sinners.
毫无疑问，我们都信了耶稣。
So no doubt, we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们因信耶稣基督脱离了罪的捆绑，进入神救恩的，恩典的救恩，对不对？
Since we believe in Jesus Christ, we're just free from the bondage of sin and enter the salvation of God's grace.
但是我不得不告诉你们的是什么呢？
But I just need to tell you this.
就是在主回来之前呢，我们虽然得救，但却未完全的。
So, however, before the Lord's return, we're saved, but we are not in perfect condition.
你如果是诚实的面对你自己，你就应该知道啊。
If you just face yourself just honestly,
我们仍然会被罪所胜，跌倒软弱，对不对？
So we will still be overcome just by our sin and stumbled.
保罗也很痛苦啊，在罗马书中讲了，对吧？
In the book Romans and just Roman and Paul said this.
他说谁能救我们脱离这取死的身体呢？
So Paul said, who can save us from this dead body?
所以他说我们实实在在毫无可夸。
So we really have nothing to brag about.
那既然是如此，你又凭什么说你一定不会跌倒呢？
Since this is the case, then what do you say that you will not fall?
彼得就说他不会跌倒，最后他跌倒啦。
Peter said he would not just stumble in, but it just happened.
那你又有何圣经依据说你不需要被监督呢？
Then what a biblical basis do you have that you do not need to be supervised?
你知道吗？当你说你不需要被监督的时候，是以将神当作是说谎的，你了解吗？
So, if you say you don't need to be supervised, that means you're saying God is a liar.
因为如果没有人需要被监督，
if no one needs to be supervised,
那上帝为什么在教会里面设置监督的职分呢？
Then what does God have a supervisory role in the church?
难道是神多此一举？
Could it be that God is just superfluous?
还是神不如你有智慧？
Or is God not as wise as you?
或者是说你的能力比神还大？
Or if you have just more power than God?
会不会是谦卑一点比较好呢？
Would it be better just to be humble?
何必要去惹动神的愤怒呢？
So why just provoke God's wrath?
好，其次，警戒是神怜悯的信号，你能了解吗？
Second, the vigilance, and that is the signal of the God's mercy.
人们大都不太喜欢被警戒，会不会啊？
Most people just don't like to be warned.
你了解为什么吗？
Do you know why?
其实不愿意被警戒，只不过你是老我的罪性的生命的自我防卫体系 在起作用而已啊。
Actually, that we do not like to be warned, that is our defense system from our old sinful nature.
我们从亚当夏娃的继承下来的罪性让我们怎么样去行事为人呢？
So the sinful nature we just inherited from Adam and Eve.
那最好就是我不守规矩，别人都没有发现或者闭口不言，会不会？
So the best is that we do not follow the rules and nobody notice, and, or the people just don't say a word.
神在伊甸园里行走问你在哪里？
God walked in the Garden of Eden and asked, Where are you?
然后神就走了。
Then God left.
为什么？
Why?
神看不见我和夏娃躲在树丛当中啊。
And because he could, God just could not see Adam and Eve hiding under the fig tree.
哪怕我躲在无花果树那个叶子很大的洞，神也眼目也看不到我们啊。
Even though I hide just under the tree and with the fig tree leaf cover, and God cannot see us.
其实这种掩耳盗铃的心态，可能全世界的罪人都是一样的。
Actually, with this kind of mindset, the whole world just has that.
Yeah, 其实受到警戒的人是神对他的怜悯，你晓得吗？
In fact, the person just being warned is God's mercy to him.
我刚来美国的时候就牧养的第一间教会曾经发生过这样的事情。
So the first church that I used to shepherd when I came to US, and there's this kind of thing happened.
Yeah, 有一位弟兄呢，就每天都是蛮横骄傲的样式出现在教会的聚光灯下。
So a brother just and every time and just in a church, and he just have this kind of the pride and the arrogant at the manner.
他自以为每天都在说诚实话。
And he thought every day he's saying the truth.
但是常常在他身边人都被他随意的羞辱。
However, people just around him just being just
甚至是大声的谩骂。
And he just loudly and just did curse others.
所以教会的决定对他实行一个劝勉呢，劝说和好了，也包括管教了。
So therefore, and the church just decided and just to just discipline him.
比较可惜的时候，他没有接受教会的管教，他就逃跑了，跑到别的教会去了。
And it is a pity, and he did not just accept the church's discipline, so he went to.Another church.
这是他有一天终究要向神交账的事情，逃不掉的。
This is one day he will give account to the Lord. He just cannot escape.
但是我却看见另外一个积极的意义。
However, I see some another meaning, and that is then just meaningful.
按照我了解呢，他去到的那个教会呢，各个的辈分都比他高，各个年纪都比他大。他在那里比较偃旗息鼓，比较谦卑的说话了，声音也比较小了。
Because I noticed when he went to that the other church, and the brother sister over there, they just have the better situation and the higher rank, and he just cannot do anything.
所以我在这里看见上帝奇妙的大能啊。
So I see God's almighty power.
他在我们教会被教会警戒了。
In our church, and he's been warned in our church.
因他的软弱，没有教会，没有接受我们教会的管教。
Because of his weakness, he did not accept our church's discipline.
但是他所去到的那个教会呢，却把他牢牢给管在那里，他也不敢兴风作浪，也是好事。
However, the church he went to, and that church just cannot just do anything just as before.
至少这么多年来，我看到好像没有犯过去同样的罪，也为他感恩呐。
At least I feel thankful for him. He did not just have the same sin like in the other church.
想想，回头想想，也是上帝对他的怜悯，你说呢？
So when I just look back, it is also God's mercy to him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你受到牧师责备，被教会警戒的时候呢？
So when you are just warned and disciplined from the church,
请记住，当引以为是神的怜悯才好哦。
So please, you should think it is the mercy of God.
你知道你人生当中最可怜最可悲的是什么吗？
Do you know what is the most pitiful thing in your life?
就是上帝对你的任凭啊。
So that is God just leave you alone.
就是今后你再犯什么错，没有人说你了。
And that is no one will just point out your fault in the future.
你都对啊。
Okay, you're right.
哥们儿，你了不起。
Okay, brother, you're great.
你哪有错误呢？没有的。
So you have no mistake.
等你有一天堕落到这种地步的时候，你会发现你生命当中那实实在在的悲哀就临到，就出现了。
So if you notice the things that happen like that, actually, that is the most beautiful part.
然后最后，忍耐是神人关系的写照啊。
Finally, patience It is the portrayal of the relationship between God and the man.
在教会执行纪律、发出警戒的时候呢，常常是痛苦的经历，会不会啊？
It is often a painful experience when the church enforces discipline and issues of vigilance.
通常教会都会经过一些认罪啊、悔改啊、恢复关系等等的过程，有没有？
It has to go through the process of a confession, repentance, and restoration of the relationship.
在这个过程当中呢，
So in this process,
其实需要个人、教会以及上帝三方彼此之间的忍耐。
So it just requires a patience among individuals, the church and God.
神在忍耐我们，大家都很熟悉，对吧？我们那么坏。
We all know that God has patience with us.
其实我们是一个相互忍耐的一个立体结构关系，你了解吗？
In fact, we are just a three-dimensional relationship of mutual tolerance. Do you know that?
其实我们也在忍耐上帝啊，对不对？
We're also patient with God.
Yeah, 我们忍耐上帝的时候就结出圣灵果子啦。
When we are patient with God, we just bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们也会问上帝，怎么那么久都不回来啊？
So we also ask God, why haven't you come back for so long?
我一等你就等了2000多年呐。
I was waiting for you for more than 2,000 years.
当然，如果只等1000年的话，就没有今天的你我啦。
Of course, if we just wait for the 1,000 years, and then there's no you and me today.
但是无论如何，我们都在等，都在忍耐。神的再来，你怎么还不来呢？
So no matter what, we're always being patient with God's return.
那我们与教会之间也是一个彼此忍耐的关系啊。
We're also patient with each other in the church, right?
这么多年了，这么多事工的有待完善，这么多缺失是有待补足啊，教会里边，对吧？
So many ministry needs to be perfected, and so many just shortcomings need to be just made up.
用我那雪亮的眼睛观察的牧师师母都是一身的毛病啊。
So just with my just bright eyes, and as just pastor and his wife, just all just not that.Perfect.
你什么时候才能改好呢？
So when you, can you correct that?
对不对？我们很多心中都在忍耐的事项在我们心里边，会不会啊？
So there's a lot of items we are just being patient.
但是你不要忘了，教会牧师传道，同工们也在忍耐你啊，亲爱的弟兄，亲爱的姐妹，有没有？
Dear brothers and sisters, just don't forget. Actually, the church pastor, minister, and co-workers are also patient with you.
我们看见一个弟兄、一个姐妹说话的时候，就是那么大声，就是那么冲，那心里面就不舒服，你也得忍耐啊。
So when we see either a brother or sister just talk so loud and so rude, but we just need to be patient, right?
那请问我们哪一个人不是从这个阶段走到另外一个阶段，都这么走过来的吗？
So look at ourselves. Aren't we just all the same? We just go through this process.
你可能忘了，你走过来的时候，你身边的人多少忍耐，你了解吗？
You may forget when you went through this process, and how many people just being patient with you.
那今天轮到你了，你就不能容忍，不能忍耐一下你的弟兄、你的姐妹吗？
And today it's your turn. And so can you just be patient with them?
这个忍耐也是需要我们注意的，对吧？
Also, so patience. We need to just be careful.
这是敬重神仆的第二个原因，因为他向你警戒，对吧？
So this is the second point that this is because they warned you.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's see the third point.
因他们待你良善啊。
Because they treat you kindly.
这是敬重神仆的第三点，对吧？
So this is the third point.
我们知道世间没有一间完美的教会，同意吗？
So there's no perfect church in the world, and do you agree?
那当然也没有一个完美的牧者呀。
And of course, there's no perfect pastor.
当然，同时你也不完美，同意吗？
At the same time, you are not perfect either, right?
常常有人说教会就好像是一间医院呐。
So many times people say the church just seems to be a hospital.
主耶稣就是我们的大医生啊。
The Lord Jesus is a great doctor.
我们都是他的病人。
We're all his patients.
来到教会来接受他的医治。
So we come to the church to receive his the healing.
有些病人比较弱，就躺在一个角落床边上休息，对吧？
So some are just weak and just rest on the bed.
有一些病人的精力比较旺盛啊。
And some patients they're just more energetic.
身体也比较强壮。
And stronger.
好像，当他从人群当中走过去的时候呢
？Seems like when he just walks through the crowd.
好像是个坦克，一个装甲车，哒哒哒哒。开过去了。
So it just he's just like the tank, just move on.
但是他哪里晓得，回头一看，尸横遍野啊。
And then when he just turned around, just take a look, and all the people just the dead body behind.
这就是你我今天的光景啊，想到没有？
So that is our situation. Have you ever thought about this?
在这个光景当中，一个传道人，一个牧者，他的角色是什么呢？
In this kind of situation, so what is the role for a pastor or a minister?
首先牧者呢是勉励灰心的人。
First, the pastor encourages the discouraged.
一个病人得病之后，他最主要的病症，他就是软弱灰心嘛，对不对？
So the main symptom of a patient, that is weakness and frustration.
如果说耶稣是个医生的话呢？
If Jesus is a doctor.
那牧师的角色大概是一个医助吧，一个助理医生。
Then the role of the pastor is probably a medical assistant.
传道人呢可能是一个护士，会不会？
So a minister maybe, and the minister is a nurse.
大家一同共同的工作就是把病人带到医生面前来嘛，对吧？
And together, they just bring people to the Lord.
一个好的辅导员呢？
A good counselor.
通常是启动病患的主动意识来面对疾病，会不会？
So a good counselor usually initiate the patient's initiative and to face the disease.
而不是取代病患的意愿，有没有？
And just not to replace the patient's willingness.
所以牧师的鼓励啊，劝勉啊，带导啊，目的也同样是将弟兄姐妹带到主的面前来。
So the pastor's encouragement, exhortation, and intercession are also for the purpose to bring brothers and sisters to God.
来到主的面前来，就是目的，为了让他可以直接从主那里支取力量啊。
And the purpose is for brother and sister to gain strength directly from the Lord.
你可能不知道的是，你来见牧师的这个时间的前前后后，牧师不知道为你做了多少祷告，你可能不了解，会不会？
So you may not know that when you come to see the pastor before and after, the pastor's intercession and prayers is an just indispensable mission.
所以牧师的代祷代求是不可或缺的一个使命啊。
So it is a mission for the pastor and to pray and intercession.
其次呢，牧者是向你是多存忍耐的，你想过没有呢？
Secondly, the pastor will just be patient with you.
我们知道大多数的羊儿呢，通常都比较喜欢跳跳跳，对吧？
So we all know most sheep, they like to jump.
内心的冲动都比较容易偏行己路，唯我独尊。
And their impulse, the inner impulse, is just to go their own way.
所以圣经才会说我们什么呀？如羊走迷嘛。
That's what the Bible just say. We just like the sheep just gone astray.
神会很负责任的将我们从迷失当中苏醒。
So God will just be responsible, awaken us from just being lost.
可能我们正在躺平。
Maybe we just lie down.
上帝就把我们拉到青草地上来躺卧，会不会？
So God just brings us the grass to let us just to rest.
可能我们非常的干渴枯干。
So maybe we are thirsty.
那神会把我们安歇在溪水旁，有水喝呀。
God will just settle us down just near the creek to just have water.
我们自己问问自己嘛，我们哪只羊会那么安分呢？不会的。
So as ourselves, so which sheep, and we will just really behave.
你看我们今天的主日崇拜嘛。
So look at our today's Sunday worship.
崇拜可不可以大家守时准时来，不要那么快走呢？参加完主日学以后再走，这不也得百般的劝勉，百般的劝说，容易吗？不容易啊。
So can we just attend the worship on time, and also just And we just need to just persuade and be patient in every possible way.
主日学大家露个脸陪陪牧师，这是一个很大的事吗？
So on a Sunday school, can you just show your face? And is it hard?
不也是要多方的劝说，百般的忍耐吗？对不对？
So isn't it also necessary to just persuade and just be patient?
请你出来，你就是不肯出来，那牧师能怎么办？还真跑去瑞典去打你去啊，不可能的嘛。
So we invite you to show your face, but you just don't want to show. And so what can we do?
劝你写灵修，你就是不写啊。
I just persuade you to just write devotional journal, but you just don't do it.
那牧师又奈你何呢？对吧？
So what? How can the pastor do?
你不按照你自己的承诺在神的面前守十一奉献，那教会牧者不也是对你恒久忍耐吗？
So if you don't just keep tithing, just don't the church and the pastor also endure you just continuously?
难道牧师不也是来到神的面前为你祷告，为你代求，为你说情吗？
So didn't the pastor just come to the Lord to pray for you?
你想想摩西当年是怎么为以色列忍耐祷告的样式，其实这是牧师效法的榜样了。
So the Moses' patient and prayer for the Israelites, this was is an example for the pastor to follow.
要最后待你良善乃是使命啊。
Lastly, treating you kindly is a mission.
要我们从尼哥底母跟耶稣的对话，我们知道。
So for the conversation between Jesus and the Nicodemus.
要除了主耶稣，世间没有一个人可被称为是良善的。
Except for the Lord Jesus, no one in the world can be called good.
但是以恩慈良善对待上帝的子民呢？
However, treating God's people with grace and kindness.
却是上帝对牧师传道人的一个托付啊。
That is God's entrustment to pastors and ministers.
你说有没有不去完成使命的牧者呢？
So, are there any pastors who just have not fulfilled their mission?
答案是肯定的。
The answer is yes.
但是如果一个真正蒙主呼召，
However, a servant who is truly just called by the Lord,
他全时间服侍神的一个仆人，
and the servant who served God the full time,
那他所活的全部价值就是满足神的心意啊。
Then, and it is the whole value of his life that is to satisfy the Lord's will.
要神也会渐渐地改变传道人的眼光与价值观的。
And God will also just gradually just change the vision and value of the minister.
然后凡事与福音为念。
And take the gospel as a mind and it is everything.
同时也与上帝的子民为关怀的使命。
And also the mission of caring God's people.
这就是以良善待上帝的子民。
So that is that just to treat and God's people kindly.
当然一个传道人的生命是且行且成长啊。
Of course, the life of a minister is also growing with his serving.
所谓日子如何，力量恩典也必如何，对不对？
So like just the days, and so will the strength and grace.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天这堂敬重神仆之道，我们就讲到这里啦。
So today's sermon to acknowledge God's servants is finished.
我们要因神的仆人所做的工是以马内利的同在，我们就当敬重神的仆人，好不好？
So because the work done just by God's servant is the presence of our God's Emmanuel, we should respect God's servants.
也包括神借着他的仆人向我们发出警戒的时候，你知道吗？那是神的杖、神的竿在安慰和怜悯我们呐。
So God just uses His servants to warn us, and that is His rod, and His rod just comforts.And has mercy on us.
神透过他的仆人向我们所彰显的良善，那是神的同在啊。
The goodness that God shows to us through His servants is the presence of God.
请问你如此这般，是否愿意看见基督为我们舍命的缘故而敬重他的仆人呢？
May I ask you, are you willing to respect God's servants because of Christ gave His life for us?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank
you. 愿意主你今天就在我们当中啊。
So may you just be with us today.
我们每一位上帝的仆人是何等的不配啊。
So each God's servant, which is unworthy.
我们竟然成了你的器皿。
And we just become your vessel.
我们竟然成为可以传扬你话语的仆人。
And we become your servant to share to preach your words.
如此贵重的器皿是我们所不配的。
And with such a precious vessel, we're not worthy.
主啊，就求你继续的带领我们的生命吧。
Oh Lord, please continue to guide our life.
好，让我们在耶稣基督里边蒙你自己亲自的眷顾。
So in Jesus Christ, and we just have been just protected by you.
因为是你的吩咐。
Because it is your command.
我们需要敬重上帝的仆人。
And we should respect God's servant.
我们需要在基督耶稣里彼此相爱。
In Jesus Christ, we should love one another.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.